Hey, good morning, Sioux Falls. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
What's up, Andy?
Hey, nothing much. How you doing?
Doing great. Hope everybody's doing well. I got a great pop quiz question. Play along while you're driving to work. Name the name of the star who once worked as a mental hospital porter moving mental hospital patients around in a hospital. Is it Mick Jagger? Is it Jack Nicholson? Is it Jay Leno? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. What a joke. Kim and Kanye's May 24th wedding invitation somehow leaked out. Right. Us Magazine, ET, People, somehow accidentally got them. Yeah, take it to the bank. The Kardashians leaked them themselves. Come on, man. Robert Kennedy Jr. is marrying actress Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm. They have been dating since Robert Kennedy Jr.'s wife died. Courtney Love says Russell Brand hit on her, but she wasn't interested because she says Russell Brand smelled so bad. She says Russell Brand just stunk it up. Very odd. TV news, here you go. While NBC secured the rights last week to the Olympic Games through 2032 for $7.75 billion, NBC has some real problems. The Rio de Janeiro Games are in deep kimchi. Construction hasn't even started on some of the venues. And the ones being built, way behind schedule. And now all of a sudden, a rash of new threats from terrorists they say they will attack. Not good. CBS has greenlighted two new comedies, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon, in the revived The Odd Couple. The McCarthys, supposed to be a hilarious new sitcom about a sports-crazy family living in Boston. CBS has renewed Cougar Town for the sixth and final season. CBS has picked up CSI Cyber. It's a CSI show that solves nothing but cyber crimes. I hear it's great. With the success of Blacklist, NBC is moving it to TV's number one night, Thursday. Blacklist from Monday to Thursday. It is now official. Boy, they wavered for a long time. CBS ended up picking up The Mentalist, but they did drop Robin Williams' show. More on Robin Williams. This weekend, he sold his small little cottage in the Hollywood Hills for $889,000. And he also is selling his Napa Valley vineyard for $30 million. And who is the former mental hospital porter? Mick Jagger, Jack Nicholson, or Jay Leno?
Jack Nicholson.
Mick Jagger, when he was 17 years old.
Wow.
There you go. Hey, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Hollywood. See ya.